The Harper's New Country, Kix 95.3. Alan Jackson, small town southern man. It's Loose Man and Logan in the morning. Logan with the day off today. And I have guests in studio. If you would please welcome to the Kix 95.3 morning show, Miss Grace Harper herself. Grace Aiken is here. Grace, hi.
Hello.
Not to mention, we have hopeful Miss Grace Harper contestant, Kylie Shepherd, here.
Hello.
As well. Hi, Kylie. And coming up in a few, we'll be talking with Macy and Ellie Winkleman, both running for Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen. That'll be in just a bit. But let's start off with you. Miss Grace Harbor. That is the thing that everybody in this room is aspiring to be. And here we are. You're just coming up on the end of your reign as Miss Grace Harbor.
Yes.
So let's talk about that year. What was that year like for you?
It's been incredible. You know, I started off as a teen and won Miss Grace Harbor's Outstanding Teen, but being a Miss and being a mentor is a whole different experience, and it was an incredible year, and I'm very grateful for it.
Now, you went to Miss Washington.
Yes.
And you said there was a few changes this year in how the pageant works. What was the most notable one?
Oh, gosh, the most notable one, probably most people know about the swimsuit portion being taken out, so at Miss Grace Harbor, I competed in Lifestyle and Fitness, which is the swimsuit, and they took that out, and they did a social impact initiative segment. Mm-hmm. So you do your evening gown, little walk thing, and then you come over to a microphone, and you give a spiel, like a quick little spiel about your social impact initiative. And that was probably the biggest one, because people didn't like the swimsuit, and it was, yeah, kind of crazy.
Yeah. Now, how did you feel personally about the swimsuit portion?
I really like the swimsuit portion just because, you know, it helps me keep motivated and really work on my goals and fitness, and I really do love fitness, so I liked it, and I'm a little sad that it's gone away, but I also understand, and being a title holder is all about being flexible and gracious, and rolling with the punches that the Miss America organization is throwing at you. So we just go from there, and yeah.
Now, you're in college at the moment. You're studying to be an RN.
Yes.
Or a nurse. And when do you graduate?
So I'm currently just finishing up my prereqs right now, and I'm hoping to get into a RN program here pretty soon. I'm applying right now. So hopefully in 2 years.
All right. Now, is there a further goal, or just going to become an RN? We're going to do that for a while and see where it goes.
I think I'll probably start off as an RN and kind of see where that goes. I really want to work in the emergency room. And if I decide that I want to go back to school and maybe become a doctor later on, that's a possibility.
The emergency room.
Yes.
It's where all the action is.
I know.
Oh, boy. That's where. Oh, man. I watch those medical shows. I know how grisly that can get. You sure you're up for it?
Yes.
You got the stomach? Okay.
Yes.
Let's talk with, congratulations, by the way, for a magnificent year.
Thank you.
And let's talk with a hopeful, somebody who wants to be wearing this crown, Kylie Shepherd. How you doing, Kylie?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, you're a North Beach High School graduate, also a Grays Harbor College graduate, and you've gone off to the Chicago School of Professional Psychology.
Yep.
And you've graduated.
Yes.
So, a little bit of an overachiever? No,
just
I'm
a
kidding.
Tiny bit.
Now, how do you feel about that? That's a pretty big accomplishment.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I've always loved education and learning, so it was a great opportunity for me. I'm hoping to one day go back and get my doctorate, too, but right now I have, you know, a bunch of student debt that I'm working to pay off.
What, so. Really? Not, you don't say. And so, you have a bachelor's degree now?
Master's degree.
Master's degree in psychology.
Yes.
Tell me what I'm thinking right now. Can you get in there? No.
No, I'm not a psychic. I wish I were. That would make my job easier.
Oh, you mean that's different? No,
yeah.
I'm kidding. Tell me a little bit about your interest, though, in psychology. What got you involved in that particular line of study?
Yeah, I took my first psychology class at Grace Harbor College, and I just kind of fell in love with it. So I just kind of kept pursuing it. I wanted to always kind of do something where I'd be able to help people. So right now I'm working as a children's and families therapist with Catholic Community Services WISE program. So I'm actually getting to use my degree I paid all that money for.
Do you recommend therapy for certain people?
Yes.
Well, I guess you would.
I mean, pretty much anyone can benefit from therapy. Mm-hmm. Just having that, like, safe person that you're able to talk to and explain your feelings, who can kind of help you work through things without judgment, is something that everybody needs.
Now, are you practicing as of yet?
Yes. So I am currently a therapist with Catholic Community Services. So we work with kids in our community. We're a community-based and home-based program, so we go to them instead of them coming to us.
Well, let me tell you about my childhood. I started... No, I'm kidding. Wow, that's a pretty amazing compliment. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. That's awesome.
What's the thing in the competition coming up this weekend that you're most looking forward to? Which part of the competition?
I always love the private interview. I love having a captive audience that's forced to listen to my opinions. So, you know, I was the youngest in my household, so I didn't always get to speak the most.
And what's the platform that you're running on?
So my social impact initiative this year is...
Oh, they call that a social impact initiative.
Yeah, so we're no longer contestants, we're candidates, and it's no longer a pageant, it's a competition, and it's no longer a platform, it's social impact initiative.
Yeah. And how do you feel about that? Sam Rivers psychology.
You know, I don't feel like those were necessary changes to make, but that's where the Miss America organization chose to go. So I'm just... going with it. Flexible and gracious, as Grace said.
We must embrace change.
Yes.
Yes, that is true. What's the talent that you're... Is there still a talent competition?
Yes.
Okay. What's the talent that you're running on this year?
So I'm a dancer. I typically do Irish dancing, but this year I'm doing a jazz dance. So.
Excellent. Well, awesome. Looking forward to that. And the competition is coming up this Saturday night?
This Saturday night, yeah.
7th Street Theater.
Yep.
Are there still tickets available?
Yes. Tickets are available at Harbor Drug and Hoquiam City Center Drug in Aberdeen and online at Brown Paper Tickets for $25. And we're also doing a Golden Circle thing for $35 that you have to
get
purchase.
Get up close.
Yeah. So it lets you in early, you get some appetizers, your program books included, but you have to buy that through one of the candidates. So.
Okay, so one of you guys.
Yep, one of us.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in this morning.
Yeah.
That is Kylie Shepherd, who is a candidate for Miss Grace Harbor. Coming up next on the show, we'll be talking with Macy and Ellie Winkleman. And yes, they are related. They're both running for Miss Outstanding Teen at this weekend's pageant. Stick around for that. They're already pulling each other's hair. Okay, not really. Not really. Cash in your car loan.